Before I invite the folks from Teen Challenge up here, I'd like to relate a little story. Years ago, I was involved in motorcycle ministry with some little churches over in Jefferson County. And we had a meeting with some of the folks from Spirit Riders Motorcycle Ministry, and most of those guys were ex-outlaw bikers who had found Jesus. But they still liked to ride motorcycles. They still wore leather and chains. A lot of them had had to have their tattoos changed from things that weren't appropriate to pictures of Jesus and slogans that were better than the ones they started out with. So some of the guys came up and we met at Lloyd United Methodist Church. And this is not a big church, but their church is about half that size. And all the good church folks were sitting on one side of the church. And the biker guys came in and they sat on the other side of the church. And all the good church folks kind of shifted over a little bit. They weren't quite sure about all these guys. And the pastor there asked one of the guys whose handle was Red Dog. And ask him by his handle to get up and pray. So this 6'4", about 240-pound guy, leather and chains, red hair pulled back in a ponytail tied with a leather strap, unfolds out of the pew and he starts to pray in a big, deep voice. And you could just see all the church folks kind of go, because when they heard that prayer, they heard Jesus in his heart. It's what's in our heart that matters. I'd like to invite Teen Challenge to come today and share with us music, message, and what's in their hearts.